6 in the morning, Playhouse in the morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy K. Life is hard sometimes to interact with people that you might fancy the cut of their jib. So you eyeball somebody in public, you're like, wow, I would love to get to know that person. But for whatever reason, you miss your chance. What do? Well, you fire up the tablet, phone, whatever, and you write all about them on Craigslist Misconnections. Now, here is the problem. Most of Craigslist Misconnections is just filth. Complete and utter filth. But in between some of the no strings attached, come on over to my hotel room action, is some real tender love notes. And we like to share those here, ripped from the Fargo-Moorhead area Craigslist and Craigslist Misconnections. This one titled, Near Caribou on 25th. I know this is a long shot, but I saw you on my way out of the 25th Street Marketplace near Caribou. You smiled and mouthed hi, and I did also. In the days of COVID, it's difficult to decide how to respond to friendliness. So I just missed the opportunity to engage with you in any way. I was wearing a flannel shirt and a ball cap. Like I said, it's a long shot. This was on November 10th. It is true. It is hard to know who wants to talk to you in this day and age.
That's kind of sweet too, because you're really being gentle about it.
Respectful.
You know, respectful. That's the word. You're out there. You're putting out there. You're being kind. You're not being pushy. I like that. You deserve love.
This one titled, We Were Friends in 1995, and my name is Jen. Oh, excuse me, the person's name is Jen. I'm trying to find a girl named Jen. Back in 1995, I was living in Moorhead with some friends. And we would work at the McDonald's by West Acres. She dated my best friend, and her and I got along very well. We had a basement apartment with a round glass dining room table. I used to shrivel up when girls like you would touch my neck. And I'd love to find you again. Do you think he's going to be able to find Jen?
Why are so many girls touching his neck?
Yeah.
And why doesn't he have this girl on Facebook?
Well, I guess if you don't know her last name, you have to know her last name.
True.
Weird. Sorry.
That is weird. I wouldn't put that neck thing in there.
So the other guy deserves love, but guy wanting to get her back with his circular glass table... He's a weirdo?
Yes. Yeah.
Would love to see you again. Craigslist Misconnections. I was in Fargo last summer for work. I met you at a downtown bar. You said you liked my look. Your first name was Todd. If you're him, shoot me a reply. I want to take you up on your offer.
Why do they make them so secretive?
What do you mean?
Like, they don't say exactly where they were. Or, like, sometimes they're like, tell me what I said so I know it's you. You should just be happy anyone responds to that.
So just whoever messages, just fall manly.
I think you don't need to be secretive. Just put the whole thing out there. We want all the details.
Blonde at Bulldog. I know this is a long shot, but we met at Bulldog Taps on Friday, November 13th. I was in a suit and you were with two other friends. We left together. But then you got a phone call. I forgot to grab your number. If you happen to see this, let me know what the second bar I was going to was. Hope you see this because you're a great person. I'd love to get to know you more.
See, that's weird. Like, let me know what bar I was going to next.
I feel like if you're leaving with somebody, they're like, I got a phone call. Bye. Yeah. They might not be interested.
Agreed.
But maybe I'm reading it wrong. And finally today, Craigslist Misconnection, curly-haired cutie at First National Pond. I twas in the store yesterday, 11:14, and I didn't buy anything. But I noticed you were asking around if anyone needed help with anything. I was just browsing, and I realized I did need help with something, getting to know you. But the way I see it is I don't like to be a bother to other people while they're working, but, girl, you look absolutely beautiful. I don't know if you're taken, but I'd really like to get to know you.
Curly-haired cutie?
Curly-haired cutie.
Curly-haired cutie.
I just think it's all so weird.
I mean, there can only be so many curly-haired cuties at First National Pond. Let's be honest. They're probably the one. It's kind of specific.
You were saying pond. I was thinking pond.
No.
Oh.
The First National Pond?
Yes.
They met outside the pond.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I thought that was also kind of sweet. Pond. That
pond.
Makes more
pond.
Sense.
Pond. Pond shop. First National Pond.
Where is that pond?
I'd really like to take my little boy out to First National Pond sometime to feed the ducks. No, pawn, as in pawn shop.
Got it.
Do you think you just go back in there and you try to strike up a conversation with the curly-haired cutie?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
See if she seems a little interested, giving you the eyes a little bit.
Yeah, because if she's wearing a mask, that's all you could really see.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell if someone's into you with their eyes.
Well, and you know she's able to see the beauty within because she works at a pawn shop.
True.
So, I mean, she's able to kind of look beneath the surface to see the value in things, which might benefit you.
Probably really good with money as well, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Does never pay full price for anything.
How many people today are going to be going to the pawn shop being like, which one's got curly hair? I'm figuring out which one this is. Totally random question in a couple.
The one I've waited for, this will be.
Good morning. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Check it out.